is a Nine Block Radio podcast. For more, go to www.9blockradio.co.za.
Welcome to the coolest podcast ever with Dilly. Welcome back, world. It's another Wednesday with the squad. Let's get straight into it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about pedophilia. We have the actual definition. Pedophilic disorder is characterized by recurring intense sexual arousing, fantasy, urges, or behavior involving children, usually 13 years or younger.
Damn.
Wait, hold up. But then if it says 13 years or younger, if a girl's 14,
Benny
knows.
Have
you guys ever had any experiences with pedophilia, like, directly?
No. Or wait, as us being the pedophile?
No, like, maybe you've experienced
No.
Maybe you've witnessed some, like, pedophilic behavior happening.
Nah, I feel like chance. Like, you know, scrolling through Insta.
Ooh. Yeah.
Like, no. If you don't go, hey, when you realize it's a problem, then you're pedophile.
Yeah.
But then also, what about these honeys that be acting like they're 21 and they're actually just 13?
Well, even
the minute you realize she's 13, I feel
exactly.
Child.
But then, okay, let's say what you realize when it's too late, like maybe.
Lunch.
So,
but you don't pray for your food first.
Nah,
bruh,
she's just a snack.
No, guys, like,
oh, brunch.
So, like, no one's ever had any experience, like, you've witnessed anything directly?
Like, I don't think I've ever had somebody, like, way older than me flirt with me or some ish like that when I was
yeah, I think the oldest person was flirting with me, like, what, 3-4 years?
So, that's like a dating age group for me, like, 5 years, yeah, way older and younger. I'm saying in between.
Tell us your story, because we're talking about the right turns on, and like, okay, there's this 5 years thing, what's going on in this 5 years?
I was like in my last years of high school.
So this is a trick for you?
Yeah. So like she was in grade 9.
But why 5 years? That's only 3 years.
No, I didn't realize, like,
did she lie about it?
No, she never told me. That's the thing.
You didn't ask?
How did you find out?
Like, when it was her birthday.
Oh!
How old are you?
How did that make you feel, bro?
Like, our lives having panic attacks, right?
Damn.
So hectic.
On her birthday.
Her birthday, imagine.
So, did you keep on dating her after that?
Yeah, but.
But, like, would you consider a female, like, dating a younger guy that's, like, 5 years younger being a pedophile?
It depends on where you're at, though. No, for me, because if I'm 21 and she's 26.
Yeah.
No, but then you're not a child.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No,
it depends on.
I'm talking about she's immature, like, the same.
Yeah, same scenario. I saw on Facebook an 18-year-old girl gave her piece to a 12-year-old boy. So that is basically pure.
Yeah, it is.
So it doesn't have a gender, just it's like it's a characteristic.
No, because I feel like there's like a double standard, because when it's a female, she's seen as like a cool girl or like.
But
if it's a guy.
That's at a different age group. Like Tom said, if she's 26, I'm 21, there's never going to be a problem with vice versa. But if I'm 11 and she's 16, and then she gets to 18, then there's
a problem. Issues.
Guys, okay, plot twist. Your daughter or your son comes back
home with someone 10 years older than them.
Let me not say this. This is going on.
Don't say specific names. Just give out the jump.
Throwing hands.
I'm throwing hands.
I feel like
I'm throwing hands.
My daughter is done with school. And
no, she's 16.
She's
16.
And he's 20. Yo.
Imagine.
But I feel like you can't do anything about it because she's still gonna low key go see the nigga.
I'm getting him arrested, man. But also she doesn't understand. She thinks she loves him. Jiggy jiggy, boy has how many girls on the side? Then what happens?
What if he's a good nigga? Then he's not.
You wait.
I'm saying R. Kelly, dog. R. Kelly. R. Kelly married Aaliyah when she was young.
When she was
aging, nothing but a number.
Exactly. So you saying you would let like somebody like R. Kelly thing with your daughter?
What did you do?
I'm killing a nigga. On the topic of R. Kelly, right? I heard that, of course, there are some cases that are true. But I heard some women are just coming out with lies now. Because other people are coming out.
There could be. There's potential of that happening. But like, I'm sure the genuine ones. Because like,
the like, ones with like actual evidence.
Like that whole series.
But the ones that are pretending are wrong because they're taking away from the actual victims. So now it's like you're shaking guesses. Is this girl actually telling the truth or is she lying? But with the whole R. Kelly thing, someone once said, what were these young girls doing with old man? Because they knew he was old. It's okay that, but it's like you put the blame on the child for being with this old person.
For me, it's the parents. Like, how can you leave your child unsupervised with somebody you don't know?
But you can't watch your child.
R. Kelly's, she doesn't have to be known as a victim. I read her book. Like, it's literally a two-sided story to this shit because she literally says like, she calls him daddy and it's like, yo, you know, she's orphan and she's
so she's young.
So it's kind of like, he's it's pedophilia, but then again, she's like, she's accepting the shit and she's for it too. So then what? Okay, it's kind of like the opposite of pedophilia. I don't know what
if you're into older guys,
if he's not older age, then it's not okay.
It doesn't count.
Okay with it.
Like for example, if a groupie is 16, Gray comes and is like, hey, I like you. You're a groupie. You're not gonna care about the age gap.
You're
the famous person that you really like, and they ain't taking interest in you. You're a young person. You don't know what's going on. Yeah. It's just emotional.
Okay, guys. So I'm gonna post another scenario to you guys. When you guys were younger, did you ever feel any feelings of attraction towards an older person?
Does Halle Berry count?
But let's say someone was close to you, like.
Yes.
Who was it and could you say
I'll never expose.
Wait, how much older?
Pedophilic age.
No. She like me.
But I know some of the ladies in church who I used to find attractive, guys.
Like hiking.
Church.
Yeah. Like the ladies. Make space for Jesus.
But I feel like teachers come.
I actually had like for one of my teachers like
and then we all started liking him.
Why did you guys start liking him?
Because it just became hot after that one. Plus he's like white and he low-key looks like Channing Tatum, but then he's not.
Wait, like what grade was this?
Grade 11.
So that's not so bad.
No, he slept with a girl that was in grade 11.
Okay,
So now what happened to the teacher? Was there
nobody knew about it besides like the group of us.
Seriously, so like you guys didn't find it weird or anything?
No.
But the girl was cool with it, right?
Huh?
The girl was cool with it.
No, she actually did the things with him.
Mm. Oh.
She liked him.
Let me tell you, mobile classes are dangerous, guys.
Bro,
there's people in a mobile class.
So was it a once-off thing? Was it
once-off?
Okay.
And then like she kept getting like really good marks after, and we were we were confused. But then now he like moved to Korea, so that's
bad. But I understand why the youngins afford it though, eh? Because think about it, you getting attention from an older person.
Yeah.
What, like.
That's creepy for me.
No, yeah, but wait, now. It's creepy now though. Think about it.
In my mind, I can't fathom why getting attention from a person who's 40 years would be nice if I'm 16.
No, but he was like 27, 26.
Okay.
Like, yeah, 27, you can say.
That's basically the scenario I gave you guys. If your daughter came back with a guy
who's
10 years old,
you see,
yeah, but that's what we're saying. Like different. Remember we spoke about mindsets.
Yeah.
When you the young and like for me, dog, I was in grade 6. Beautiful teacher likes me, so you like
me.
You see, the boy became the man.
I guess it's all different because in my mind I was never. Like, I feel creeped out by that kind of attention. Like, if someone older than me was looking at me in those kind of eyes, I'd be like, hi, man, no.
So,
wait, let me ask. So, would you get a sugar mama right now?
Right now? Honestly, to get the bag, yes.
Yeah.
For the bag, I'll get a sugar mama. Would you get a sugar mama?
Okay,
my sugar mama will take care of me.
So this has been the coolest podcast ever. Thank you guys for listening. I'm gonna link everybody's Instagram handles in the page.
Exo _ Mike.
It's Winnie the Pooh.
Thank you guys for listening. I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Take you
away.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log on to www.9blockradio.co.za.